Now, I have an important question.
Yep. Go ahead.
I need Sedano and Cap's opinion on. Mason has been trying to convince me. We brought this up in Jump Ball. Mason's trying to convince me the next.
By the way, I hear Jump Ball is not doesn't resonate amongst the audience.
You know what? It does. Really? It really. We
they
struggle.
Don't like it like the other games.
It's no Radio Tinder. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, well, they don't like it. I've seen it on the Twitter that they don't love.
Wait a minute, you've seen on Twitter that people are don't directly love Jump Ball. Attacking Jump Ball?
Yeah, they say that of all your games that it's the weakest one.
Wow.
All right. What do they Bergman? Attribute the weakness to? What is the
Bergman? They just think it's you know, it's reductive.
So maybe if Bergman wrote it instead of just relying on listeners to write all.
Wait, man, it's
content.
The same as everybody else's game. There's no difference between Radio Tinder.
I'm
and,
just telling
and
you
Jump
what
Ball.
The Twitter streets are saying
and like what's a big they, deal right. and what's a little
Let's
deal.
They are the exact same game.
I
and what's
I don't control.
Rated.
I don't control what the Twitter streets say, Mason.
Are you still doing the properly rated, overrated?
No, we
underrated?
Haven't done that in like over a year.
Are you still doing Big Deal or No Deal?
We do Big Deal, No Deal, 6:30.
And you still do Radio Tinder?
Yeah, I mean Lindsay. That's Lindsay's.
That's
thing.
Lindsay's thing. Yeah, yeah. Bergman, you've got to pick up the slack here, man.
I mean, you can DM me questions if you don't like mine.
Oh yeah, just DM questions to Bergman.
805
more
Rocket.
Games, please.
805 Raider, please reach
Shout
out.
Shout out Oxnard. What yeah. up?
Ireland, were you going to say something?
Oh, yeah, so Ireland's question.
Yeah, Ireland. Sorry, yeah. We hijacked everything there.
Yeah.
Okay, so here is the dilemma. I'm going to a barbecue tonight.
Okay.
NBA Finals barbecue. Nice. Hosted by the great Jerry Weinstein, the dubber, who is the television director for all Lakers TV broadcasts.
Okay, yeah, I was just going to ask before you mentioned who it was. I was going to say, clearly it has to be somebody in the league.
Yes. George, matter of fact, you are more than welcome to come by after your show if you'd like.
Well, that'd be very nice of you, but we've got you know, children stuff to deal with today. If I had a babysitter,
right, so here's
I would
my
say.
Dilemma.
What I just want to say that my brother Weinstein, even though I'm not in the league, you know, we are Lonsmen. You know what I'm saying? Members of the tribe. The whole.
Well, you guys fair. Would know. Yeah. This is like Geeter, Billy Mack, Trudell, me.
Yeah. The whole game.
A lot of people
down with that crew.
Here's now, of all those guys, Ireland. Yeah. Before you get to the question.
Yeah.
Clearly, Trudell is the most serious and focused on the game.
Oh, my
Fair?
God. He's so serious.
Not
so
at this.
Focused.
This particular event is kind of drink a lot of beer, eat a lot of food.
Oh.
So if it gets close, maybe we all watch in the fourth quarter. But the game is almost a diversion.
Okay.
But here's my dilemma. Mason's been trying to talk to me into for weeks, trying to make burgers like he makes them. And what he does is he uses two tops of the hamburger buns. Mm-hmm. In other words, he doesn't use a regular hamburger bun bottom. He uses two different tops and eats the burger that way. He says it makes it better. Now, I'm tempted to try this tonight, but it's not my grill. It's not my thing.
Such
can I just do it?
Revolutionary
yeah.
idea.
Sedano, can I just do it? Like grab two tops, or do I need to negotiate with someone at the party to do two bottoms so I don't mess up the symmetry of the rest of the buns? Is it a bad move? Is it a jerk move by me if I just take two tops and leave somebody else with two bottoms? And leave Allie Clifton with two bottoms?
Ooh. Have you, by the way, let me just say, have you ever tried this? Have you ever?
No, but I want
never.
To tonight.
Oh, God,
I want to try it tonight.
It's so good because you get two top buns, and they're nice and thick, and you don't get that little measly bottom.
See, I actually think if you love the meat, you should go two bottoms.
Either one. I'll try, you know, I'll probably have two burgers. Maybe I'll try one. Oh, wait, that could solve my problem.
No problem. Or you talk somebody into, you know what I hear? I hear that the bottoms are better than the tops, so why don't you try the two bottoms, and I'll just sacrifice and I'll have the two tops.
I'd like to get two bottoms. Buns.
What do you mean?
I would try the two bottom bun thing. Although
Please,
the tops,
Jorge,
you get,
for all that is holy, make that a drop.
You get more sesame seeds
on the top.
On the top, if you use two tops.
But Mace, if you use two bottoms, you know what it's going to look like? It's going to look like an English muffin.
True. Yeah, true. But I mean, I'm telling you, this works.
Hold on. Go ahead, finish this because I have a, I have an update on what the Twitter streets are saying about John Paul.
Oh God, Twitter oh, streets. Hey, before that, before we do that, I wanted to just mention there is a piece of breaking news today. The Rams and Super Bowl MVP Cooper Kupp have made significant progress on a new contract extension to pay him among the highest paid wide receivers in the NFL.
There is no cap.
Likely a 3-year deal. No cap. Hands Cup well past $20 million per year based on the new money average. That is courtesy Ian Rappaport from wherever the hell he works.
Wait, you mean to tell me the breaking news is that they're making progress? That's the news?
That's the news?
Yeah, and then he's going to wind up making something past $20 million per year.
Good for him. He deserves it.
He sure does.
He does deserve it.
Okay, and I interrupted things with the news.
All right, so yeah, John, I think that's your move, is two tops and two bottoms when you do just two burgers.
Or I could stop at the store and bring my own buns, you know, BYOB.
BYOB!
Yeah.
It's another solution because really, John, if you would have gone there and said, okay, look, I have a game plan. I'm taking two tops. Somebody will ultimately get stuck with two bottoms, and everybody's going to look around and go, who screwed this whole thing up?
Who messed it all up?
So you kind of have to make an announcement to the party. Hey, guys, I heard two tops are better, and I was willing to try that. Is there anybody here who would be willing to trade tops and bottoms?
All right, I will let you all know how it goes tomorrow in Crosstalk. But okay, so Donato, what are you hearing about Jump Ball? What are the streets
saying? So, Mr. City 420.
Yeah, hey, Mr. City 420. That's my kind of guy.
Yeah, I was just going to say. Yeah. Tweets in and says, Jump Ball isn't a bad game. The name just doesn't fit. It's fair. Fair criticism.
Well, why is it? It's a subject. Because jump ball would mean that you guys both respond to it.
Jump ball would mean that you guys would both be attacking said question at the same time.
Correct. That is exactly what we're doing. We are both attacking the question.
No, but you're not. You would have to beat each other to the punch. Is the point?
So, do we have a new name?
Mason, I got it.
Okay.
Bobcat.
Do you know the Bobcat story?
Bobcat.
I don't know.
So we had Greg Bergman's mom on at one point, Jan, the lovely Jan.
Oh, okay.
And Jan was under the impression.
Remember we used to do Fast Track?
Fast Track.
And we had Siri say that. Every time we changed subjects, Siri would say.
She would say.
Oop, Fast Track.
There you go.
Right. Bergman's mom calls him one day and says, Greg, I like that show you're on, but why does that Siri voice come on all the time and say Bobcat?
Bobcat.
Bobcat.
She never.
I love my
out
mom.
That it, right, Greg? She like to this day thinks we say Bobcat.
Yeah, thinks we say Bobcat. Yeah, absolutely.
Why don't we rename it Fast Track?
Fast Track.
It's the exact
can't
same
you
game,
just go
but
back
no
to Fast Track. I don't understand this. What
happened? Amanda hated it.
Yeah.
Yeah, hated the name. Hated.
So if we rename this, what
about you can call
old
whatever you want.
What about,
it really doesn't matter.
Wait. How about Face Off? It's hockey season. Face Off.
Just call whatever you want.
Everything that's old comes back anyway, so why not bring back Fast Track, new and improved Fast Track?
It's not the craziest idea in the world.
What do you mean? No, it's really
Amanda
not
would hate it.
Yeah, she would hate
well,
it.
Well, I mean, listen, honestly, when have any of us cared what management thinks?
True. When have we shared what the name of a game is?
She just had back surgery. I feel like
I mean, you've gone soft here, Ireland. What the hell?
Well, the other thing is that, you know, she's out now for a while, and the boss is the producer of the show.
Right, mini boss. Koopa Troopa over here.
If the boss wants to go back to Fast Track, maybe the boss can make it happen.
Yeah, I don't want to go back to Fast Track. It's my game, right?
Well, it is your game, but it's
I think
no,
he likes it because Keyshawn says, "Take it away, Corporate Greg."
It's definitely
Corporate Greg. Take it away.
It's definitely no Radio Tinder.
Hey, listen, you loved Radio Tinder when it was your bit.
Love
exactly.
I still listen to Radio Tinder.
By the way, Autumn Way tweets us at Autumn Way. This young lady says, "This is my favorite bit ever." This conversation that we're
is she talking
here
about? Is Jump Ball her favorite bit ever? Or
no, she says this conversation that we're having. Yes. Yeah.
Right. The on-air critique.
People love
of
the behind the curtain.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah, they definitely
I
do.
I agree.
Well, what do we rename it if we're going to rename it?
I mean, but you're not really jumping at each other to try to get the ball. So I get that. I understand what Mr. City 420 is talking about.
So, by the way, sit down.
Just
are
call
you
it questions. Who cares?
That would be funny.
Yeah. Just call
time for stuff questions.
Sedano, I'm at home today. Cap, are you?
Yeah, I'm home today.
Cap, are you? I mean, Sedano, are you?
Yeah, everybody's home.
By the way, let me tell you something. Not that, you know, obviously this is what I'm going to say now doesn't include things that are debilitating, like breaking, you know, getting into an accident or breaking bones and stuff. But I had a migraine for the last day and a half or 2 days because of a sinus infection. Mm-hmm. It was as debilitating a thing as I've ever had. I couldn't even bend over without being in massive pain.
Okay, so now I don't know if you know this. Almost ended the career of Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Migraines?
I did not know that.
Chronic migraines that he could not solve. Hmm. And wow. He said the same thing that you're saying, that it was as much pain as he's ever been in. But the question I was going to ask is, so we all have these units that allow us to broadcast from home. Mason is the one guy who can't figure it out. He wanted to, because Joe Biden's in town, he wanted to do it from home. He turned on his machine and it did not work.
What?
What do you think Mason is doing wrong?
I mean, he's just Mason, so there's that. But, I mean.
It's broke.
I don't think it's broke. I think it's operator error. Yeah.
So does it turn on?
No, it turns on, but then it's just a blank screen.
All right, I know what the problem is.
What is it?
I'm going to tell you what the problem is because I've been there and I've done this. And I want to tell you something, Mace.
Yep.
There's no shame in what's going on here, just so you know.
No, there's some shame.
No, there's not.
There's shame.
Hey, since when do you think I have shame?
No, listen to me.
I have no shame.
By the way, Autumn Way says that Bobcat should be the new name for the game.
That's not a bad idea.
It's not bad.
Don't hate it.
Your whole career, you've had engineers set up equipment for you.
Yes. Right?
And now you're expected to know how to use the equipment that you never used.
Right. I'm not a union equipment guy. Bob I don't even Cat. Know if I'm allowed to touch the equipment, am I?
And neither's John Ireland
when
or myself.
When you go and do a
Cappy.
Game, isn't all the technical stuff handled for you?
I mean, listen. I mean, if Cappy can do it.
Well, that's right. So let me tell you what happened to me.
That's
in the middle
point.
Of a broadcast, George and I are talking.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, my machine goes completely dead. Can't figure it out. I'm calling the company. I'm like getting ready to order a
unplugged?
New one. It was unplugged.
I was going to say, Mason used to do that all the time. He'd like kick it or his dog would unplug it or something.
Unplug it and you run out of battery and then before you know it, you're screwed.
Yes. It turns out the next day I get somebody on the phone from the company. I'm describing everything that's going on. He's like, have you checked to see if it's plugged
plug
in?
Plug it in.
I go to plug. I'm like, oh my God, it's unplugged. Yeah. So it ran out of battery. Mace, that's what's going on with your machine.
Yeah, you probably need to plug it in. Yeah.
It is plugged in. Juan even looked at it, and Juan is really good technically.
Is your outlet working?
Have you
tried something else on it?
Yeah, there's a light switch, and it's on.
Wait, but not in the same outlet. It's probably the one above it or below it. So you need to try.
There are two plug holes.
Right. Try
one is the Comrex and one is the lamp. And the lamp is working. So why wouldn't the Comrex be working?
Put the lamp in the other one tonight and see if it works.
Yeah, because I'd love to. Today was, it's a bear coming down here right now because Biden's here and they're having the Big America's summit thing. And
yeah, I'm out on that. I'm out.
You're out on the summit?
No, I'm out on the traffic.
Oh, yeah, the traffic is brutal. I took surface streets. I got here somehow by Uber. Close to on time.
Everybody's asking me, like, hey, are you coming up here tomorrow? I'm like, no, you know, the whole Biden thing.
Yeah,
and they're
do
like,
not.
They're like, no, that's over on Wednesday. I'm like, yeah, I'm using that as my excuse.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason for anybody to come to the station tomorrow. Although, because my Comrex isn't working, I will be here.
Really?
Plus, the show's just better when, I mean, for me, I don't know about you guys. For me, I really like doing the show from in the studio.
No, you do.
Because I got these clowns in the next room.
Yeah, you get distracted too easily at home, I feel like.
Yeah, I just drift off. I just drift off when I'm at home.
I understand that.
I got TV on. I got dogs running around. I got food in the kitchen.
Bergman and I have worked together where I was remote for a long time. Like, I am way more focused when I'm on remote. There's too much stuff going on in the studio for me.
See, I'm so locked in when I'm in studio. Mm. I've got the little soundboard.
I mean, are
in front
you locked in? It didn't sound like Bergman agreed you were that locked in.
I got the more towards Sedano.
Yeah, he doesn't agree with you.
What?
You are not locked in. You are not locked in.
Who's not locked in?
Bergman, I used to do a show with you for 4 hours on remote.
You did, yes. Back then in your 20s, you were absolutely locked in.
But in his
I'm
old
locked
age?
In right
I don't
now?
Think so anymore.
Wait a minute, you're saying Sedano's not locked
no.
in anymore for the show?
I think he fades. I think he fades.
Ooh.
I fade?
Ooh. Yeah.
Listen,
calling me a
mother
Oh, whoa.
this is really big stuff. So you're saying Sedano fades during the show?
I think it just, you know, doesn't fully pay attention.
Sedano response?
You're so full of I hope you dump that too.
Oh, okay.
Really?
All right, I'm off.
Why me, man?
Really? Really?
Yeah, that might be my might be my favorite moment of any crosstalk.
Take it off the podcast, please.
Now, was that is that on the stream?
Keep it on the podcast.
Is that
just
on the stream?
Yeah, of course it is.
I am blown away.
Yeah, that's good for you, George.
Thanks, George. Yeah. Thanks.
Let her rip. Let her rip around here.
That's why you don't dump stuff that you shouldn't dump, just in case you have to dump stuff that, you really got to dump.
Yeah, because I didn't actually curse the first time.
Yeah, but we, you know, we got careful.
What's
you
that?
Guys are terrified anyway. You won't even let me say stuff in Spanish that's not even like, that's close but not close.
By the way, I'm not terrified. Say anything you want in Spanish. go ahead. I don't speak it, so go ahead and
well, you
throw
know what?
Whatever out there.
Greg's in charge and he knows, so then I won't be fired. So.
You know, Laura will dump stuff in Spanish because she knows what it means, but when I use bad words in Yiddish, she don't know what it means.
She has no idea.
Like,
yeah.
She's like, what did he say?
So, so you don't dump the Yiddish bad words,
I don't know
but you
it.
Dump the Spanish
yeah,
bad cause words.
Yeah, because I know it, and right. then they know I know, so I got to dump it.
Is Yiddish
know
a
I
real
know.
Language?
Oh, yeah, Yiddish is
of
a real language,
is.
Sure.
Oh, wow.
There was
know.
Back in the day, there was like Yiddish theater and all kinds of stuff.
See, I got to come up with, Laura makes me come up with like these creative ways to say Spanish things, and then like, it's too much work. Sometimes you just want to let it rip.
No,
well, I am completely in favor of letting it rip every day. I mean, clearly, I could give a...
There you go, Mace.
Thank you, Mace, for not actually saying
See, it. I censored myself, George.
Yes.
You can do that, too.
Oh, I do it all the time. Today I felt like letting it rip because Bergman deserved it.
Yeah, Bergman does deserve it.
Wow. That is
I like Fired Up
edge.
Sedona,
that,
though.
That I mean, me too. That is like trapeze artist with no net.
Tell you what, I have got to rush to my car because Sedano is in a very, very, very salty mood.
I was in a great mood until Bergman said what he said.
Yeah, Bergman.
Ooh.
Bergman.
Ooh.
All right. Hey, we're back tomorrow at 1. Hey, are you guys coming to the poker tournament on Saturday?
Commerce Casino?
Yeah, you should come over.
What time?
11 a.m. We're having a tournament. You can sit in.
Oh, how long are you going to be there for?
I am going to be there until the final table.
Okay, so that probably
they'll get knocked
hours.
Out at least an hour before. That.
I am going to play
so early.
Yeah, because it takes a while. It's a gigantic field of people.
That makes it easier.
So
for
it'll
me to
probably
come.
Take at least 4 hours.
No, oh, yeah, for sure, 4 hours.
Okay,
yeah.
Then I will stop by. At some
okay,
point.
Yeah, definitely stop by
because we have kids stuff in the morning until like.
Yeah,
1
George,
o'clock.
Represent the show, George.
Good. Yeah,
yeah, because you're not going to go. That's for sure.
I might. I've been thinking about it, but now that it's at 11 o'clock, I might. But if you go and you commit to going, then I'll feel like you know the show is represented.
No, I'll
go.
I'll go. Okay, it just it's, I won't be there at the start. It'll be probably.
Will you play?
I want to play.
If I can't be there at the beginning, why would I can't play?
I want to play. I want in.
Do you actually know how to play poker?
Are you any good, Cappy?
Not really. No, I mean I'm.
God, you're my kind of guy. I need you at my table.
Well, this
you
is
should
why
come
you
to our home
me.
Game, Cappy.
Yeah, this is why you invited me into your fantasy baseball league so I could screw that whole thing.
Why have I never been invited to your home game, Sedano?
You were. We had a. And we didn't have a home game, but we did. You did one of my games. It was the Brian Windhorst.
Oh, event. The Brian Windhorst game. Yeah, but you don't have a home game. Home.
No,
game.
I haven't had a home game in years.
See, I'd like to have a home game. Somebody here should start.
I'm totally in on a home game.
Yeah,
that'd be great. What kind of money are we talking about here?
It wasn't like a lot of money.
The idea isn't you're going to get rich. The idea is you're just going to be competitive and have fun.
Correct. It's enough money where you're like you've got some skin in the game, as they say.
Right. Exactly. Well, everybody will have skin in the game Saturday at Commerce Casino. It's going to be a good time. Sedano's going to try to stop by. Coming up next is the aforementioned Sedano, who is completely locked in today.
Unhinged.
Bergman as well.
And unhinged.
Unhinged and locked in.
Yeah.
Plus Cappy. That's next for you. Mason Ireland back tomorrow, 7:10 ESPN.
Sedano was right.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Come on.
Ba-da-bum.
Come on, George.
Ba-ba-da-bum.
Yeah, come on.
Dee-doo-doo-doo.
Ba-da-ba-pee-da-ba.
Ba-boo-doom-bum.
Yeah, come on.
Ding-doo-doom-doom.
Ba-be-da-ba.
Bleep, Greg Bergman.
Oh, dude. I hope everybody who is tuning in right now was with us moments ago for Super Crosstalk
when George Sedano right there.
I mean, that's probably excessive in the way to describe it, but nonetheless, okay.
I mean, I was just trying to think of a colorful phrase to use.
Metaphor to use.
To describe.
I feel like that one's a little too colorful.
Yeah, oh, really? a little bit. Just a tad. Always
I don't know, dude.
It's kind of graphic.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't even
really graphic.
Yeah, that one's gone. We got rid of that one.
What?
Yep.
What?
Yeah. No, you deserve that one. I'm with you on this one, Greg.
Oh, my
Thank you.
God. Jeez.
I mean, it might have been worse than Sedano's, actually.
What?
I'd rather keep Sedano's than that one.
It might be.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Sedano said one of the 7 dirty words, and that was worse.
No, it's not.
Kemp, do you know what that word means?
Oh, you got dumped, huh, Kemp?
Yeah, they dumped
I didn't dump you, though.
Yeah, they
No, it was me. I'll take credit for that.
Hey, he's the boss. He is the boss, exactly. The interim boss.
Koopa Troopa.
You know, he's the man right now. Yeah. So, you know, listen, he's taking care of his business, taking care of his radio station. I didn't think there was anything wrong.
He has a license to protect. You don't.
Nope. I do not.
Yeah.
I didn't think that was bad.
Oh, man. Hey, it was extra.
George, I got to give you a ton of credit, though, and here's why.
Why is that? I want to give you credit first. Can I do that?
Yeah, go ahead. I'll take credit.
The community loved. I mean, they are celebrating you. There are victory laps being done in the Twitter community about you beating John Ireland in Game of Games.
Dude, George. It was legitimately, and Bergie, I know you're still there, it was legitimately exhilarating. It was as if I hit a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth of Game 7 of the World Series, okay? Like, winning that game and representing 805 Raider who wrote it and representing the Sedano and Cap community in Game of Games to win, George.
Yeah.
Telling you right now, man, exhilaration.
Yeah, you
release.
Even responded to one that said, crushed it, had to represent.
Had
phenomenal.
To. Had
I added
to.
Phenomenal. Yeah.
Thank you. Had to represent. Yeah. Georgie Sedano had to represent.
Yeah.
How you feeling today, by the way?
Much better.
Because you were doubtful yesterday. Then you were upgraded to questionable, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I was in massive pain with those migraines. Like, when I tell you that, I mean, I couldn't speak yesterday without it hurting.
We understand.
No, do you? You ever had migraines before?
No, I understood you talking and it hurting. We all got it.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever had a migraine before?
One time, Disneyland.
Really?
Yeah, one time. Didn't know what hit me.
Not fun, right?
No, and somebody told me, go get a Coke and go get Excedrin, which is like a very highly caffeinated like aspirin.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah.
And so I took those two things and I swear to you, it got rid of it.
Well, but the difference is I also have a sinus infection, so that's part of the reason I had the migraine. So I really needed to kind of like, not that I'm some sort of doctor or anything, but I needed some of the moisture in my head to go away. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I needed to dry up.
You guys dump moisture, or are you guys cool with that word?
No, moisture right? Works in that context.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Greg, you didn't dump it?
Very sensitive. Now it's flipped. I was the one that was upset at Bergman. Now Bergman and I are in lockstep. We're like, we're like Rocky and Apollo now all of a sudden in
really?
The movie. You know
and
what
I'm
I mean?
Drago? Like
running the beach, on the beach.
On the beach scene, hugging. Yes. Yeah. You know, very, men, two men hugging on the beach, you know.
Shirtless.
Doing their thing.
Shirtless.
Yeah.
Don't forget about shirtless.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look at this. Casper Villa. This guy is so good in the Twitter. He's got you as Rocky Balboa, and he's got John Ireland as Drago, and you punching him and cutting him. That's like, you know, like they did in Rocky IV. It's fantastic. I love it.
Oh, winning today. Winning Game of Games
yeah.
on a game that was written by a listener
yeah.
and delivered brilliantly by yeah. the host, Greg Bergman. And then to have John Ireland put his final answer out there. Now, George, I had to make a decision. Do I go for the tie?
Right.
I'm on the road. I might as well go for the win.
Go for the win.
That's
always go for the gusto
That's
in that situation.
Went for it.
Yeah.
Went for it.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah, please.
You were going to ask me a question. So what is that question?
I forgot. Whatever it was, I've forgotten.
Oh, my God. You're such a dope.
No,
and I'm the one that's not locked in, Bergman, right?
No, what happened
was... That was very funny, though.
I wanted to ask you something, and then you stopped me from asking you something. You said,
because
no,
I wanted to give
you
credit for once. You always say, I never give you enough love. I'm giving you love. I literally gave you a virtual hug.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Maybe what I was going to ask you is what I asked you, which is, how you feeling today? Because yesterday...
Oh, that was it?
Laura and Lindsay, I don't know if you guys would agree or disagree on this, but George definitely yesterday, later in the evening, started to become testier as the migraine kind of wore on. Like,
the snark was on 12 for sure. Yeah. I mean, the whole show, but...
Yeah. But, you know, like...
But I had to rate... Because I had... See, it's kind of like when... you know when they say like you have a cold and maybe like your sense of smell is gone, but other senses get heightened. It's kind of the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, you know, when a wounded animal has other senses that are heightened.
Yeah. Cap, if that were me and I was doing a show and I had a migraine because I get them and I need to like shut down the world, I would have gone home. And if I was working from home, I would have had to sign off. Like, he was a trooper for
total trooper. He called it his flu game.
I went to bed. I mean, I had the Dodger game on, but eventually I was just like, I got to turn this off. Even the light is hurting my head.
You see, though, George, let me explain to you what you did yesterday, whether it was conscious or subconscious, whether it was intentional or unintentional, what have you. What you did is you raised the bar.
I did.
Okay, which means now...
So, like, when Steve Mason takes a four-day weekend because he went and hung out to watch Taylor's event, then, you know, because Bergman, are you still there? Is he still there?
Yeah.
Okay. What happened that day that when Mason called you?
Oh, I got a text from him about 10:15 saying that he was throwing up and that he was out for the day.
Okay, well, then if he's throwing up, that's different. But, I mean, I almost threw up.
He wouldn't have been able to make it work with the Comrex anyway since it obviously didn't work today.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I mean, what am I supposed to say at that point? If he says he's throwing up, what am I supposed to say? Well, no,
now,
come down and work.
Did you fill in today for Sliwa? Is that what happened today?
Did I?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, I heard you. I didn't hear Sliwa for a second. I was only in the car for a very brief moment during that show, and I heard you. So.
We were talking about Joe Madden. We were just talking about Joe Madden, how I didn't have a problem with him being fired.
Me neither.
Thank you. Yeah, just people get so up in arms.
In a row. And by the way, I am also a bigger proponent of the manager means a lot less in baseball than any other sport. Hence, by the way, you know, Mike Trout had a great game. They still lost another game. So there's
Mike Trout, man, pulling himself out of that game last night. Listen, think about this. You're the Angels. You've lost 13 straight games. You fired a popular guy in baseball as your manager.
Yeah.
You hired a first-time manager.
Yeah.
You were involved in a deal with the mayor of the city, and the FBI raided his office because the accusations are that he was feeding the team insider info as they're trying to do a business transaction. I mean, literally, everything has gone wrong for the Angels in the last 13 games.
Yeah.
That's a crazy story.
Disaster. But I always feel like I'm a big proponent of it starts at the top. Okay, and I don't mean to be, take a shot at my fellow Latino, Artie Moreno, he's been called it's been said in the past he's a little too involved.
Okay,
I mean, I don't know if that's accurate or not. I mean, I don't know. I don't follow that sport as closely as I do the NBA or the NFL, or even college football. But I am curious to know if that's the case, because if that indeed is the case, I feel like, I don't know about you, and I'd love to, you know, get your thoughts on this. I like an owner who finds himself someone who's capable, or herself, capable of doing the job, and they just do the thing of like, okay, what do you need me for? Like, the owner then says to the president or general manager or whoever, okay, let me know when you need me. Otherwise you do what you need to do. Like, I like that, the hands-off owner that only steps in when they tell him, hey, we need you to sign this, you know, that kind of thing.
You mean the owner who's like, hey, this is just a toy for me, I'm going to be running my multi-billion dollar
business. Not a toy here. Not a toy, because that implies that they're not competitive.
I feel like that's a, hey, listen, I've got lots of businesses that make lots and lots and lots of money. This is my prestige. This is what I love to use to entertain my friends. So guess what? I'm going to be over here running my businesses, and you run this business for me. Tell me when you need me.
No, because I think you still have to be involved in like the sense of like you have to know what's going on. So that way, when they do include you, you have to be you're able to have an informed opinion, right?
Is Jerry Jones too involved?
He's too involved.
Okay. Dan Snyder too involved?
Dan Snyder too involved.
Okay, is Jeannie Buss too involved?
No, no.
What's the difference?
No, I don't think she's too involved. She's not getting involved in basketball conversations. Like, I think Jeannie Buss is fine. I think Jeannie Buss is like, hey, let me know when you need me. I'm okay with the Jeannie Buss style.
You don't compare her to owners who are deeply, deeply involved in their teams?
No. I mean, look, would I prefer like a Mark Cuban, for example, who is involved to the extent of like he knows he's involved in the day-to-day basketball conversations, but is more like I'll sign the checks, but like, you know, he allows his people, whoever it was for many years, Don Nelson's son, or now Nico Harrison, who's the president, like he allows them to do their job, you know, and ultimately they have the ultimate say. He just signs the checks. Yes, that's like my ultimate owner in that scenario. But I think Jeannie is in the good side of owners in that regard.
My guy is Stan Kroenke. My guy is Stan Kroenke. He's like,
Stan Kroenke's a lot like Jeannie, I feel like. You think Stan Kroenke's having football conversations?
No, I think Stan Kroenke is out doing other things and doesn't have very much to do with the Rams. And I think Jeannie is day-to-day. That's her business.
Oh, I don't think Jeannie's day-to-day on the basketball side of it. I think Jeannie's day-to-day on the business side of it.
See, I don't think Stan's day-to-day on the business side either. I think he's out doing other stuff.
Perhaps. And that's fine, too. But I would say that what I don't like is the Jerry Jones, Daniel Snyder, perhaps even Artie Moreno type.
Yeah, I'm not so sure if Artie Moreno is too involved or he isn't too involved.
That's what they
say.
That's what the people are saying.
Yeah, but I'll tell you this, George, before we hit this break.
You know, Cap, people say.
I understand. Listen, that's like my mother. She goes, you know, they say. And then I say to my mother, I go, yeah,
who is they? Yeah.
And you know what she says to me? Yeah. She goes, well, I heard it on the Today Show.
Well, you know, there you go. I actually heard it on Travis and Sliwa's show. So there you go. How about that?
Well, I'm going to tell you what Artie Moreno didn't do, though.
Okay, tell me that on the other side. Plus, I want to get into this crazy debate everyone in the NBA is having about the 80s and 90s versus today. It's like escalated to this point of like insanity. We'll do all that coming up in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on now. Do you know who sings this?
No, I don't
know. Can I give you a hint?
Yeah, go ahead. Hint me.
She is married to a famous athlete. Now. Not when she made this song, but.
Okay.
Now.
All right. My first guess is Russell Wilson's wife.
Yeah, dude, she has a name, though.
Is it Ciara?
Ciara, yes.
Did I get it right?
Yeah,
you got it. Oh, really? This is Ciara?
Yeah.
Go, girl.
I believe it's Ciara. But
oh, yeah. It is? It is?
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
I feel like this was in Lindsay's and Laura's jams back in the day, for sure.
Oh, 100%.
This is like a girl anthem, for sure.
It's a good song. This is like what made her famous. Right?
Yeah, for sure. Petey Pablo also on this track.
I love Petey Pablo.
Come on and raise up.
Oh, hell to the yeah.
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Petey Popper? Petey what you said Pablo. His name was?
No,
what's his name?
Petey Pablo.
Petey Pablo, my B.
And he goes, who am I, Petey Pob?
There he is right there.
Come on, Petey.
Where is Petey Pablo these days? I feel like he hasn't made a song in a long time.
He was at one of the playoff games in the NFL. He was performing at a halftime. I think
really?
It was a Steelers one. Yeah, because he's like, you know, Pittsburgh.
But he's really? North Carolina, actually.
Or, yeah, maybe that's not who I'm thinking of then. You're right, it is, because it was the North Carolina.
Come on and raise up. Take your shirt off. Spin it around your head like a helicopter.
Such a ridiculous line in a song, but so great. Like,
but it was so awesome.
Yeah, that was a great song. But those words did not fit in that little spin around your head like a helicopter. Like, it just did not work. But it was a good song. I loved it.
Yeah, because Black and Yellow is Wiz Khalifa.
You're right.
Black and Yellow.
I'm getting
them
mixed up.
How's that?
Which is a great song as well.
I like that song. It's strong lyric, Black and Yellow.
But I feel like I recently remember being like, easy, oh, Petey Pablo. Remember. Yeah. Where has he been?
Yeah, Petey Pablo hasn't been around. I feel like when North Carolina went to the NCAA championship, there should have been a Petey Pablo
maybe
resurrection.
Maybe that's what it was. Yeah. Maybe it's what it was.
Maybe you saw it there. Maybe there was one. Yeah, maybe that was it. So anywho, hey, Cappy, you were going to ask me something about Marty Artie Moreno. You were going to say something about
it. I was, but before I do, hold on. I'm just seeing this right now. You know,
you're
earlier,
going back to Petey Pablo?
No. Remember earlier Mason said that there was a report that the Rams and Cooper Kupp were making progress on a contract. Our man Adam Schefter is reporting now Cooper Kupp and the Rams have reached an agreement on a 3-year extension that ties him to L.A. for the next 5 years at $110 million. Wow. They got Aaron Donald and Cooper Kupp all wrapped up, combined $205 million in new deals for those two players.
Yeah, great.
In the last couple of days. Breaking news,
Adam
Cooper Kupp signed.
Mm-hmm. Phenomenal.
Breaking news brought to you by Valvoline.
Yeah, that's right.
Home of the 15-minute instant oil change.
Yeah.
Thanks,
go to SoCalOilChange.com. How about that synergy?
That is nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. It's a couple
We're
of
locked
lines.
In. We're locked in today.
Locked in.
Yeah.
You really took that personally today.
No, yeah. Listen, when you challenge my manhood like that.
Whoa.
My professionalism.
Whoa. Manhood challenging.
We're going to have a problem.
Oh, my.
Although I did agree with him with your whole dog reference earlier.
Which dog reference?
I mean, we don't have to revisit.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Mm. I told you. I did the Apollo Rocky thing with him.
Yeah. So I was going to say this to you about Artie Moreno. Here's
Arturo
the thing.
Moreno.
If the reputation of Angels owner Artie Moreno is that he's an over-meddler, that he's involving himself in baseball decisions when he's a business expert, but maybe not a guy who was raised in baseball, Artie Moreno is the guy that went out and he really went out and got this manager. This was his choice, Joe
Madden. Yeah, he wanted Joe Madden. That was his guy. Yeah, and the GM came in after the fact.
Correct. And so when the GM goes to the owner and says, hey, look, A, he's in the last year of his contract. B, we've lost 12 straight games. C, organizationally, we kind of look like a disaster right now. We can't be going through this kind of a losing streak. Artie, you got to let me fire this guy. You hired me. You got to trust me. If Artie Moreno is a meddler, interesting that he would say to his general manager, yeah, go fire the manager.
Well,
that
a meddler would also be emotional about a 12 game losing streak, which now has become a 13 game losing streak without the manager.
And you're saying then that Artie did go to the general manager and say, hey, guess what? I know I hired the guy, but you go fire the guy.
I mean, I don't know if he did or didn't. I don't know that to be the case. I'm just telling you what Travis knows that that organization as intimately as anyone. Mm-hmm. And I heard on their show that he believes, and Ireland was talking about it as well on their show yesterday, that he is a little impulsive and a little too involved. I don't know the organization like that, so I'm not going to speak on something I don't know. I'm not you who's just going to say stuff.
Yeah, but you did. You brought this up.
I brought it up based on the conversations people on the station were having.
I will say this.
Wait, if he's such a great manager, though, how do they have two of the best players in the American League and haven't been to the playoffs in how many years?
Well, but let's be real. I mean, I don't think that has anything to do with anything. I mean, the Texas Rangers signed Alex Rodriguez, who was the best player in the game at that time, and they didn't do anything while he was there.
Yeah, but two.
Yeah, but they've only had two for 2 years. Not even a year and a half or whatever.
Well, Ryan, and
2 years, I guess.
You talk about
he was hurt 1 year.
Right, the Lakers' big three played 21 games together last year.
That's
how many games? Say again?
I think that's a little different.
Well, all I was going to say is this.
It's a lot harder with baseball. The Angels' problem the last several years has been they have no pitching.
Right. But so to say that they have the two best players in baseball, yeah. All the preseason power rankings that rank players rank Ohtani and Trout 1-2. So, yeah, how is it that you could spend this much money? And by the way, Ohtani's not a fortune by baseball
standards. Okay, let me give you an example.
All right, go ahead.
So, growing up as a kid, I grew up a Yankee fan, right? And in the 80s, the Yankees had Don Mattingly, who obviously was the manager of the Dodgers at one point. And in the early to mid 80s, until he hurt his back, he was the best player in baseball in a lot of ways. Okay. Defensively, he was incredible. He was always one amongst the league leaders in offensive statistics. And they had him. They had Ricky Henderson in his prime. Dave Winfield still in his prime. They had a bunch of dudes on this roster that could rake. And you know what the problem was? Very similar to the Angels. They couldn't pitch. They had an old Ron Guidry, and they had a really good closer in Dave Rigetti, and then they couldn't do anything. Dave Rigetti, who eventually pitched for the Giants many years later. But and became a coach for them many years later. But the reality is that is, yeah, you can have some of the best players on your roster, but baseball's 25 guys. Like, it's not two players doesn't make a roster.
No, well, just one other thing here. During this 13-game losing streak that the Angels are enjoying, their two best players haven't played well at all.
Right. Well, Trout was in one of the worst slumps he's ever been in.
So you know, as Madden leaves, he goes, hey, look, you know, this wasn't because we were infighting. This isn't losing the clubhouse. This is a bunch of guys are hurt and a bunch of guys aren't performing. And then, you know, with Trout, it takes a situation like this. The political blow-up, the implosion of the record, the losing streak, the firing of the manager, the hiring of a first-time manager, who, by the way, I'm really excited for Phil Nevin, but this is not the way he wanted to get it. All of these things make the Angels infinitely more interesting than ever before. Oftentimes, they have found themselves on the Southern California sports scene, frankly, as irrelevant. They find themselves today as front-page drama.
Yeah. But for the wrong reasons.
I don't think it's his fault by any means. I just feel like maybe it's just time for a change. Like, it just wasn't working. Whatever they've been doing the past 2 years with Joe Madden, it just wasn't working. Time for a change. That's all.
Oh, no, I'm okay. Again, I can be okay with them. I understand after a 12-game losing streak why you'd fire the manager. But I also feel like the manager's also, I don't want to say inconsequential, but in the list of reasons why you win in baseball today in 2022, the manager's pretty far down the list, in my opinion.
All I know is this. Is what I'm looking forward to is watching the relationship between new manager, first timer, and general manager, because I'll tell you this about Phil Nevin. Phil Nevin's a very interesting guy, by the way, George. Do you know his story from back in his days at Cal State Fullerton? Do you know anything about him?
No, tell me about him.
So Phil Nevin was a
But quickly, because we only have like a minute.
Star baseball player at Cal State Fullerton, but ready for this? Also the kicker on the Cal State Fullerton football team back then. Mm-hmm. And had his like biggest highlight of his career when Cal State Fullerton upset San Diego State and Phil Nevin kicked the game-winning field goal. Wow. He wound up becoming the number one overall pick in the baseball draft out of Cal State Fullerton.
Yeah.
And he's been a grinder. You talk about Darvin Ham?
By the way,
same thing.
Cal State Fullerton, you want to know, like, one of my favorite mascots in all of college sports.
Okay. Mm. I'll go with that.
Do you know who, you know, what do you, why'd you, Laura?
Because they, made a mistake and didn't accept me, so I graduated from another one. Oh. So I'm a little salty with them.
Right. You know, I love their mascot.
they're the dirtbags.
Is it still Tuffy the Titan, the elephant?
No, not the dirtbags.
I will confirm the Boo went there.
They're Titans?
Is it Tuffy the Titan, the elephant? Mm. It's I love their mascot. I think it's hilarious.
Who are the dirtbags?
Long Beach.
There you go. Yeah. All right, thank you.
Yeah, Tuffy the Titan, man.
Phil Nevin, great story. Okay, but he's an old-school baseball guy, George. I don't know if he's been converted into a modern-day analytics manager or if he's still a Bruce Bochy-esque manager, because that's who he grew up with.
Right. He also has coached, though, multiple times since he's been around Bruce Bochy. You know what I mean?
Oh,
he's been
that.
With the Giants, who are fairly analytics-driven, the Yankees, who are fairly analytics-driven. So I'm guessing he's okay.
The question I'm asking is he going to be accepting of the analytics and go with them?
Yes.
Or is
he's not going to be a gut guy? He's not like, he's not rigid like you.
You say that, but I'll tell you something. I'm telling you, I know Phil Nevin well.
When was the last time you spoke to Phil Nevin?
Probably about 2 years ago when his son was drafted.
Wait a second. Yeah. If you know somebody well, you're not talking to them 2 years ago.
No, George, hold on. I'm not saying we're best friends. I'm saying I've known the guy 20 years. I haven't had a reason to contact him.
But you understand why I laugh when you say that, though.
But George, his son was drafted in I don't know what round it was, and I sent him a congratulations notice. We're not best friends, but for a long time.
Right,
I
but
knew
what I'm
Phil
saying
Nevin
is,
over those years,
when was the last time you had a baseball conversation with him?
It's been a little while.
Okay. Well, what I'm saying is, for the last five, he's been in organizations that are very analytics driven.
That's fine. But what I'm saying to you is, I know the human being.
Okay.
So what I'm saying is, I don't know for sure if he is an analytics manager now or if he's still the gut guy he was when he was a player
based on everybody
that he was around.
We're about to find out.
That's why watching this is going to be interesting.
Phenomenal.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be great.
All right. Coming up next, old heads versus new heads. Everybody's fighting in the NBA because, you know what? We haven't had games for like 3 days. And that's really what this is about. But everyone's attacking Draymond. And Draymond is not the guy you should attack. We'll explain why next.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now you know this.
Oh, dude.
Dude.
Want to send a shout out to Flea. I know Flea's a big 710 listener.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Anthony.
He loves Mike Trudeau, by the way.
He does?
Oh, my God. He loves Mike Trudeau.
Shout out to Chad.
I saw the bromance in person when at the end of the season.
I'd like to have a bromance with Flea myself.
Yeah. I mean,
we should have invited Flea to the Mandy's.
We should have.
Hey, Flea.
Flea,
if you want to come to the Mandy's, listen to me. I told four listeners that I was going to have them as my special guests at the Mandy's. George, you recall this?
So you're going to back out just to give them to Flea?
No. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to say this. My four people, do you want to know who they are, by the way?
I sure, why not?
You got Don and Lori Benson, who you've referenced on the air before.
Yeah, they did tweet me, yes.
Okay. Manuel and Gardenia.
Yeah.
Okay, he's my guy.
Mi hermano cubano.
Sí. Manuel is my guest as well. And my stylist, who is so fly, the Zapper himself. So I promised four tickets.
Wait. What does that mean? The Zapper? Is that what is a man? When you said stylist, I didn't know what you were referring to. Like male, yeah. Female?
Male.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
His name is Zap.
Oh, okay.
He's been around before. When you see him, you're going to know him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, for sure. So anyway, I'll say this. I had to pull a lot of strings. I had to twist a lot of arms. I had to beg, borrow, and steal, quite frankly, to get these four tickets to the Mandy's for these listeners, because I promised them, George. A man of my word, George.
Right,
Sedano.
But you're not going to renege to give them to Flea, is what I'm saying?
No, I'm not. Here's what I'm going to do. Flea, if you want to be a guest at the Mandy's, I've begged, I've borrowed, I've twisted arms, I've worked every relationship, I've networked, everything I can do. I can do this for you, Flea. For you. As a brother. I can get Flea into the Mandy's.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if Flea wanted to come, we'd make room for him.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know if you necessarily are making
I'm
going to
be the liaison, George.
I think you would just say, I want to go, and it's done.
Flea, if you want to come to the Mandy's, we'll make it happen. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, maybe Flea is my surprise date. You never know, Cap.
Oh, that's true. Lindsay has said there is a surprise date.
Lindsay?
Possibilities are endless. Just
Lindsay,
yes.
Lindsay, if you show up with Flea, I will take off my suit. I will be wearing...
I'm not doing that then.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to tell you, I'll be wearing tighty whities. And me and Flea are going to take a picture together in tighty whities shirtless.
Mm-mm.
The Tom Brady tighty whities?
No. I'm wearing the old school, Fruit of the Loom tighty whities.
Okay, so I got to take that off the table then, because I don't think people genuinely, you know. No offense, Cap.
No, none taken. But if you show up with Flea, I'm getting that picture.
Okay. Go back to the drawing board then.
Okay, so you're not bringing Flea.
Nope, not if it's going to result in you ending up in your tighty whities.
Okay, if I tell you that I won't do that, will you bring Flea then?
I will consider, yeah.
Okay, Flea, you might have a date, man.
There you have it. By the way, Carlos Sisu, says still Tuffy the Titan at Cal State Fullerton. And then he sent me an elephant emoji.
Okay, very good.
I love Tuffy the Titan.
Big fan, huh?
Oh, man. He's great. I love a good mascot. You don't like mascots?
Yeah, I don't have anything against mascots.
I mean, the
mascot.
San Diego Chicken, man. Like,
great
he's
mascot.
Like the, you know, he's the king.
He was a great mascot. I have no problem with mascots.
Is he still around?
He does tour. You know, he does do, like, bar mitzvahs and
But
and
he's
things,
not, like, a staple at the games anymore?
Not anymore.
Really?
Not anymore.
Oh, that's a terrible decision.
Really?
The chicken should live, man.
Listen, George, you're preaching to the choir here. I concur. I'm with you.
Oh, I will never attend another Padres game knowing that that's the case.
Don't do it.
Until they bring the chicken back.
Make a protest.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, I'm not watching Will Smith films. I don't get jiggy with it any longer. You know the
story.
How
are you anti-chicken? What? I mean, seriously?
Who's anti-chicken?
Not you, them.
Yeah, I'm pro-chicken.
I know.
All right, listen, you were going to talk to us about Draymond Green.
Oh, my God, yeah. So all these old guys are just so bent out of shape about Draymond Green. So Lindsay sent me the list here. Hold on. I want to make sure I got it right. So this started, with the Celtics. Okay. And it started with, Michael Thompson's pal slash, I guess, cohort slash, you know, doppelganger for the Celtics in Cedric Cornbread Maxwell. Mm-hmm. And he said this about Draymond Green if he played in the 80s during his heyday.
Let me just say this to you, and I'm going to be as clear as I can. That's Draymond Green was doing during the 80s, he got knocked the out.
Damn.
See, Bergman, you were mad at me. Look at that.
Damn, what was that on?
On their postgame show on TV.
You're kidding me. On television?
Yeah.
I think the bleep was for, like, dramatic effect. I think he may have censored himself. I could be wrong.
Oh, no, I think he said it.
Oh, okay.
Well, then, I saw the video. It looked like he said it.
he probably got fined at least for that.
Yeah, they'll pay for it. It's fine.
Cornbread. Cornbread dropping multiple bombs on live television?
I love it.
Way to go, Cornbread.
I wish we could curse.
You know, it just sucks.
The show would be much more lively.
Yep.
And honestly, I feel like I'm fairly authentic to begin with. It would be way more authentic with who I am, really, in real life.
I agree that you're fairly authentic. I mean, not like fully authentic, but like fairly
authentic.
Well,
I can't be fully authentic because I curse every other word in real life.
He does.
Say you're about 62% authenticity.
I would say more like 72, but yeah. I mean, the 28% is the curse words.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of F's and S coming out of my mouth every day.
That is true. That is true. We all love it.
Yeah. So then he wasn't alone, right? So he says that.
So
right?
Cornbread says that he will kick Draymond's ass if he ever pulled that stuff
down. He would have hit the living bleep out of him, right. Is basically what he said.
Back in the 80s.
I mean, play it one more time, Laura, for people to hear.
Let me just say this to you, and I'm going to be as clear as I can. That's Draymond Green was doing during the 80s. He got knocked the fuck out.
During the 80s, he got knocked the you-know-what out.
Yeah. So then Robert Parrish was on. Because, you know, what happens is during these times, right? You know, the Celtics haven't been to the NBA Finals in, 12 years. So they bring everybody out, right?
Yep. Like,
you know,
I see even Bill Walton is there tonight.
That's like the old hackneyed sports radio thing, right? Like, who can we get on that can talk about the, why are you laughing, Lindsay?
Because it's like, oh, he used to play with him. We got to ask him about this because he said this crazy thing. Like, producers' minds. Like, that's what I'm laughing about.
Yeah, it just the old hackneyed sports radio thing. Who can we get on from the old days that can say something? So they get on Robert Parrish, and here's what Robert Parrish said about Draymond.
Draymond is an arbitrary and he's an instigator. You know, he goes out of his way to provoke people. That's why he got punched, because he's an antagonist. He is a fingernail away from letting his teammates down, because in my opinion, he shows up the officials, you know. He kind of reminds me of Dennis Rodman a little bit.
Yep.
By how he provokes, you know, keep poking the dog. Because sooner or later, the dog is going to bite you.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a great comp. I mean, Dennis Rodman to me is a great comp. Dennis Rodman was a guy who would do anything he could to get into your head and get you out of your game. That's what Draymond does.
And he does it masterfully. Okay. And so I'm going to tell you on the other side what Draymond's response to this was. Because I thought Draymond's response was unbelievable. Like, it was like I wanted to stand up and clap just in my house just when I saw it, when I saw the reaction to it. So we'll have that for you on the other side, and it's really just old guys telling people to get off their lawn. Like, this is what the gist of this story is. But you're going to want to hear Draymond's reaction as we lead you up to game 3 of the NBA Finals at 6 o'clock right here on this station. But we'll do that next.